Since last December, women around the world have been dismayed and confused to hear scientists argue over the value of regular mammograms. Today, a new study appears from Sweden that many say justifies mammography. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, the doctor who started the whole debate still isn't convinced.
The Swedish study is big. It embraced women between ages 40 and 69 from 7 counties. It collected data on all breast cancer deaths in the era before mammograms were done, and then after they became routine.
We compared those who really came to the screening program and those who did not come to the screening program. We saw a very clear mortality reduction from screening, which was then even larger than you would see on looking at the whole population.
Dr. Lars Holmberg says the result was strong and clear-cut. In the post-mammogram era, breast cancer deaths for all women went down 30%, even allowing for improvements in treatment. Among only those who got mammograms, there was a 44% drop in breast cancer deaths.
What's compelling about this particular trial is how large it is. This is a third of the population of a whole country.
Dr. Larry Norton runs the breast cancer program at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City. He says the Swedish study, which appears in the journal Cancer, is persuasive.
And especially when you see this corroborate what dozens of randomized prospective trials have shown, very carefully scrutinized over the last year, I think it really clinches the case.
Not so fast, says Dr. Peter Gutsche, a Danish researcher who co-authored a paper last year that raised the fuss over mammography.
It's a pretty strong statement to say that a paper is worthless, but I do feel there are so many flaws that the paper is really not reliable.
Some of the flaws, Gutsche says, are highly technical. But his main criticism is simple. You can't conclude anything unless you randomly assign comparable groups of women to get mammography or not, and then follow them for a long time. Scientists call this a randomized controlled trial. The Swedish study was not.
It is so important to create two similar groups of women, one that is invited to screening and one that is not. Because if you don't do that, you don't have the same starting point. So that any differences in breast cancer mortality or total mortality can be caused by other factors.
Gutsche insists that all the randomized control trials on mammography screening done so far don't prove that it saves lives. There are lots of scientists who disagree. He says many of them have an interest in promoting mammograms.
There are huge interests in this, not only economic interests, but also academic and political interests in mammography screening. We have felt pretty strongly that it's almost like a sacred cow, that if you dare question the whole thing, you get into a lot of trouble.
Holmberg, the Swedish researcher, vows he has no conflict of interest.
The last 10, 15 years of my career, I have not been involved in screening so much, and my work and what I'm doing is not at all dependent on that screening would be successful or not. My boss wouldn't fire me if I would say, no, screening doesn't work.
And Norton says doctors and hospitals have no economic interest in pushing mammograms. He says insurers and Medicare don't pay enough to make them profitable. And so the debate goes on. The only thing that will convince Gutsche and other critics is a new randomized trial. But many scientists say that won't happen. They say it would be unethical to withhold mammograms from study participants. Richard Knox, NPR News.